This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2130, Cheese, Birthdays, and a Life-Defining Lesson by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. I appreciate you listening every single day. It really means a lot. And without further ado, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Cheese, Birthdays, and a Life-Defining Lesson by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. Apparently, age only matters if you're cheese. I am pretty cheesy, so every year at my birthday, I do the cheesy thing and reflect on the lessons from the year before. Last year, I wrote 31 lessons for 31 years. It was my birthday last Monday, but instead of writing another list, this year I asked myself, what is one theme that I've thought a lot about and experienced as essential to a life well-lived? Courage. I've come to understand that courage is the greatest expression of love. Maya Angelou said, quote, courage is the most important of all virtues because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You can practice any virtue erratically, but nothing consistently without courage, end quote. We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty. That change took courage. Make no mistake, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is staring fear in the face and still doing what scares us the most, because that is exactly what leads to the fulfillment of our greatest purpose and creation of a truly full life. I've experienced this firsthand. I've been scared a lot. Many nights I found myself afraid and overwhelmed, eyes filled with tears. Fear can seem very real. This past year was especially hard and scary, but facing my fears, even when it was really hard, has made all the difference. Joseph Campbell called fears our dragons, and it is only when we get close to them that they disappear. Only when we have a drink with the proverbial demons, our greatest fears, parts of ourselves or our psyche we try to disown, do the fears cease to exist. It is said that we are all as sick as our secrets. It's not fear that keeps us trapped. It's hiding the fear. Courage, therefore, liberates us. It is hard to be courageous, but it's much harder living life without courage. In the end, we won't regret the things we did, but we will regret not showing up in a big way and taking risks. You know why? Because courage is the greatest expression of love. I've asked myself, if I ever had children, would I want their daddy to be a lion or a weasel? I want my kiddos to know that I had a heart of a lion. To quote Teddy Roosevelt, I want to be the man in the arena, not the man on the sidelines being afraid of living, of loving, of daring greatly, end quote. Only when we are brave do we realize what we're made of. And to quote Campbell again, it's a privilege of a lifetime to be who we are, end quote. We get to choose how we want to use up our lives. What will you choose, a lion or a weasel? At the base of every personal or organizational dysfunction, there is fear. So I choose to imagine a world where we all have a bit more courage to face down those fears. That's how we heal. That is how we leave a better world for those who come after us. Jim Warren talks about liking, quote, messy people, people who don't fit in a box or stay between the lines, but whose integrity is greater than any rule book and whose loyalty is stronger than blood, end quote. We can't be that person without courage. I want to have the courage to be that person. That courage is in you too. We often think courage is reserved for some mythical heroes. This isn't true. It's reserved for us because each of us has the heart of a lion inside. And here's why it's really important to be courageous. When we are courageous, we inspire those around us. We help those we love have courage to live authentically, fully, deeply too. When we are courageous in living truthfully, we let others know that they too can do the same. When we are courageous, we face our deepest fears. We heal. We understand life in an entirely different way. We risk deep connection, thrill, and joy. When we are courageous, we help those in need. We stand up for what is right. We leave this world better than we have found it. Only when we are courageous do we get to reach our greatest potential. Only when we are courageous do we follow our bliss. Only when we are courageous does our life align, our being integrates, and do we make our children, indeed everyone around us, know only how deeply we love them. To be courageous is hard, but if we aren't, how can we say we have lived or loved well, or really lived at all? Sometimes the hardest thing and the right thing are the same, and being courageous is always the rightest and the hardest thing. How do we get to be courageous? It's simple, really. If it scares you, do it. Take the leap and the net will appear. People will give up on wonderful things in life because the familiarity is more important than bliss. Have courage not to do this. Trust that when we are courageous, doors will open where there was only a wall before. This has proven true many times in all of our lives. And if fears are our dragons, then as Neil Gaiman puts it, quote, fairy tales are more than true, not because they tell us that dragons exist, but because they tell us that dragons can be beaten, end quote. I hope you will slay your own dragons. The world needs you to do that. You just listened to the post titled, Cheese, Birthdays, and a Life-Defining Lesson by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, this will be short for the weekend, a catching up weekend for me as I've had some visitors recently. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.